to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
800-998-1003 if you'd like to chime in the conversation. Again, the Yahoo Sports story, we can touch on that. We can talk about the actual win. But again, see how it overshadows it. It overshadows the win over Tennessee over the weekend. Sharif Eishak in studio here with us as well. Possibly, maybe, we'll talk with David Grubb and Larry Holder. Got things to do that might get free before we wrap things up at 3 o'clock because the combine, starts this week. I know the Saints don't have a ton of picks. They got to do some due diligence, though, don't you, Sharif? Got to go to the combine.
You can create a first-round pick somehow.
Ooh, I want to ask you how you think the Saints can do that.
Trade somebody that's in their final year of their contract. Not Drew Brees, obviously.
Okay. Maybe. We'll talk a little bit about that bottom of the hour. Sounds good? Sounds good. Glenn Gilbo, Gannett News Services, covers the Tigers, joining us on short notice. Just again, Will Wade's presser just took place. He said he just saw the story, had no comment on it. While he was being asked about the game on Saturday. Glenn, thanks for joining us, man. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. At LSU Beat Tweets, the way to follow you over on Twitter. Glenn, it's a simple question that I asked Sharif, and I'm asking our listeners as well. How big is this for Will Wade and LSU?
Well, it's a federal investigation. He's on tape and wiretap, and it's progressing to a subpoena. So I think it's pretty serious. I don't think it would be cursory interest if they're going to subpoena him and ask him to go under oath on April 22nd along with Sean Miller. I think it's serious. Pat Forty wrote the story for Yahoo. That doesn't get much better than that. So, it's something he's going to have to deal with. But after the season, they made that date after. So he could still have a great season, but it's something that's going to be following him for a while, I would say.
My thing, too, when I was looking at it, Glenn, is, you get subpoenaed because obviously prosecutors think you have something that's of note or defense. One reason or another, they think you have something that you could say. And that's my thing, too, is if you're on tape and they play those tapes, again, he's not currently under investigation. This is about other things that he happens to come up in, they're trying to prove on someone else. So it'll be interesting to see if he does have to testify how he says things or what he says and what he knows, and if tapes do come out in which it sounds like he's paying players to come.
Right. And whether he's under investigation personally now or not, it could lead to him being under investigation by the NCAA. So, it's like most of this corruption trial. It's very serious what it could lead to in itself, and what other investigations could develop from it.
Sharif used the phrase "Pandora's box" last hour. That if they go down this route, probably the NCAA wouldn't like it to go down this route to start, investigating some of the as you call the Sharif, blue blood programs and some of the top schools that, have won a lot and maybe operated with a lot of one and dones and players of that nature. So do you think, Glenn, the NCAA is probably kind of keeping an eye on this at the same time, kind of hoping that there's nothing on those tapes?
I would think, yeah, sure, the NCAA is looking at it. I mean, when during the Penn State trial, the NCAA basically just used the investigation on its own. They didn't even do their own investigation. They just used the federal investigation to penalize Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
They could very well do that in this case with schools. I mean, why go do a duplicate investigation when a body that's a better investigator than you are has already found all this? So that may be what happened.
One of the other interesting things other than the Yahoo story here, I don't know why. What's the issue this morning with everyone thinking that there is some sort of I know, thing going on with Tremont Waters and Will Wade. I know Coach was asked about that this morning.
Well, on Saturday morning, you know, LSU didn't release anything that Tremont was not going to play in the game. You know, that just kind of happened as reporters realized that he wasn't at the game, wasn't dressed out, wasn't in street clothes, as they say. So we were able to find out that he was sick through Kent Lowe and other people with LSU, Kent Lowe, the sports information director, mm-hmm. and they weren't, you know, they didn't say what, you know, if he had a flu or a cold or what it was. Found out later he had IV fluid, so it might be stomach-related or a flu, but he's ill. And at that time, you know, there was some conjecture that he may have been pouting because he was criticized a little bit, and keyword, a little bit, by Wade after the Florida law. You know, just some scenarios, no hardcore reporting that's what happened. But that was a popular discussion during the game. So Wade was asked about that on a radio show this morning, and he quickly diffused it. He said there's nothing to it. He called it crazy talk, and that, you know, Tremont's his point guard, he's sick, he's getting better, he may play Tuesday against A&M, he may not, but he hopes to have him back very soon.
Is it crazy to think, Glenn, that with both Javonte and Skyler in the lineup, that they actually played a little bit better with those two guys there? I know Tremont is their guy who gets the offense going, but those two guys seem to have really gotten the offense going between the two of them, as well as distributing the ball.
Yeah. I mean, in the short term, they definitely replaced Tremont very well. And, you know, Tremont does lead the team in turnovers, but that's kind of hard to, you know, decipher because he hits the ball the most. But, you know, I think the players realize that he's their best point guard. You know, he's had some cold spells recently, but, you know, so did Javonte. Javonte was 1-for-12 in a recent game. But the point is they have three great guards who can all play point guard. So they filled up for Tremont in that game. I don't know if they could do that for the rest of the season. So they definitely need him back. You know, Tremont has been in kind of a little lull before he got sick, and he was not 100% against Florida. We found out Saturday from Coach Wade. That's when he first started getting a little sick. So, but I think for them to be at best, they definitely need Tremont back. But it exemplifies how deep and talented the team is, that they can play so well and be in such a highly ranked team without Tremont Waters because he's sick, and with now three playing like he was sick. Really.
Yeah.
I just would think with Javonte running the point, it seemed like he's a guy that wanted to get to the rack, and which he did at the end of the game, mm-hmm. and in overtime. And it really just seemed like that's the type of offense I'm sure Will Wade wants to see from maybe Tremont and anybody who's running the point. Could they maybe be better served letting Tremont come off the bench and continue with Javonte and Skyler in the lineup?
No, I think that's just one game. I think that's how Wade probably can look at it. That's just one game. And you got to realize, too, Tennessee wasn't ready for Javonte Smart. You know, that sometimes even when you lose your best player, it works as an advantage because the opponent wasn't ready for it. That's what Coach Barnes said after the game. And you know, that happened, if you remember, in the championship game in football when Davey got hurt and Mark played and ran the ball, and Mark's not as good a quarterback as Davey, but Tennessee wasn't, same school. Tennessee wasn't ready for Mark.
Incredible when you think about it. Obviously, getting that win and the stuff surrounding it here as well. Normally, Glenn, around this time, you're not really talking that much about LSU basketball, good and bad, but either way, I'm interested to see how they respond tomorrow against Texas A&M, right? I mean, you get that win against Kentucky. What did they overlook? Are you looking ahead to Tennessee, that loss with Florida? So no doubt, I'm sure that the way this team plays against the Aggies tomorrow will kind of tell you just whether or not they have a shot to win the SEC regular season title.
Yeah, and, you know, around these two huge wins LSU has, they have two top five wins in 2 weeks at Kentucky, and now over to Tennessee. And around those wins or losses to pretty average to bad teams in the SEC, Arkansas and Florida. And now they're playing another pretty average to bad team in Texas A&M. So they need to prove that they can win these little games too. And they, you know, they're probably going to win out to win the SEC, or at least win three of the next four, probably to win the SEC. So they got to prove that they have the maturity to play the little team as well. And I have a feeling Naz Reid will probably play a lot better than 0-for-9 from the field as he was. And, you know, there's a good chance Tremont could be back. Wade thought there was a chance he would be at practice this afternoon, you know, if only just to watch. And he is progressing, so there's a chance he could be back.
Thanks as always, man. Appreciate the short notice to jump on and talk a little hoops for us, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yep, at LSU Beat, tweet Glenn Gilbo, Gannett News Services covers the Tigers and Saints as well. Do you think there's anything to this Tremont Waters thing?
I would think Will Wade might be honest about stuff like that. Speak to the media pretty honest. I think he would say, yeah, you know what, I wasn't happy the way he played.
I think he would be like, hey, maybe. Look, if you're not, because we've seen him suspend players before and hold them out of practice and take them out of games and say they didn't.
He benched Tremont Waters and
well, that's what I'm saying, and said it. So yeah.
Maybe he was sick. I don't know.
Yeah.
He'd be honest, I guess.
It's incredible. It's 1-12. We haven't talked about the win.
Big win.
There it is.
It really was.
Right.
You know, both Skylar Mays and Javonte Smart, man. What games those two guys had. Javonte, a career high 29 points. Like I asked Glenn a second ago, Javonte, I was screaming for someone to drive the ball to the rack because they took too many shots.
Right.
There were like five straight possessions where the ball did not move inside. It stayed
11
above the
straight
line.
For LSU. It was incredible. This was he with Allison Williams on the court following the win.
It's a one in a lifetime moment. You know, I'm very happy to be here. You know, I like the crowd that came out here. Congratulate Tennessee for playing a good game.
What was going through your mind at the free throw line?
Man, just finished the game. You know, we need this win, and I just did it, and it just happened.
What does it mean to you to get this win in front of these fans and keep your team in contention for the SEC regular season?
That's the crazy thing I've been through. You know, they top five in the SEC, in the country, and they number one in the SEC. I'm just happy to get the win versus them.
And you guys had to do this without your starting point guard, Tremont Waters. What was your mentality into this game?
Coach said, just play your part. Just do what you got to do. He told the whole team that. And, you know, we didn't have a trade, but I stepped up and made big plays for the team.
He did. I mean, it was incredible. I always say this all the time, especially when we watch the Pelicans or something. Attack the basket. If you have that ability to do so, you get teams in foul trouble. You get chances to do and ones. You can just get momentum going. You never know. I mean, plus, Naz Reid, you know, wasn't shooting well, but tip-ins, you can get points. That helped towards an overtime.
Well, coach after the game said, hey, our plan B was to take it inside with Naz Reid.
Right.
It didn't work, so they had to go to plan C, which was a pretty good plan with Javonte as well as Skylar Mays. But he also said the way they pounded it on the inside in the second half, points off a turnover, so that was also huge. They missed a lot of free throws, but they got to the free throw line a lot more, especially at the end of the game, 0.6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
People want to scream about that. I thought it was a foul.
There's all kind of conspiracies going on. What about the referee there? Is that the one that made the call that wearing an LSU shirt?
I'm not sure who made that call.
Oh,
maybe it was. Right. Uh-huh. I saw a couple referees raised their hands up on the shoulder check. They do ran him over. Grant Williams ran over Javonte Smart.
It's conspiracy.
All right, let's just replay the game over like the NFC Championship game. Tied at 80. Let's do that. But it was a huge win, man.
You know, yesterday at the parade here in Metairie, that a lot of Saints super fans on two floats.
Oh, boy.
Thomas Morris, did you see the picture of him?
I think it was awesome.
I think a lot of people are throwing flags. Yellow flags.
More to come, yeah, I promise
exactly.
You. There's more to come in the next week.
Lots of crews and people are throwing
whistle
penalty
flags.
I think it's incredible. Thomas Morstead posted a picture of him holding a flag. He said, finally.
Loved it. I love the pettiness, man.
You know what's incredible, though? And it's something that Brian O'Leary always brings up. The embedding into this community. Alvin Kamara was out and about, you know, at parade. They want to embrace.
What did I tell you about the players that the Pelicans should get?
Yeah.
Guys who want to embrace it. Embrace the culture.
I mean, Thomas Morris is out there with, you know, a gaggle of children out there.
Yeah, exactly.
A newborn, youngins that run around. Trust me, handling a two-year-old just, you know, to not go into the street.
He is a New Orleanian now.
He is. He absolutely is. Madeline Adams from WAFB is going to join us. Specifically, Glenn talked a little bit about the game. I want to know about the atmosphere and the environment. You heard in the background, Javonte Smart had a yell there. You hear the crowd going nuts. I want to hear a little bit about that, and we'll get to more of your phone calls, 800-998-1003. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
It's time to be wild. It's time to have fun, so come on in.
Video poker players know there's a difference at Cash Magic, a big difference. At your local Cash Magic casino, you'll have fun playing the newest games while enjoying our fast and friendly VIP service.
Cash Magic casinos always have the newest games.
The service is just great.
It's a very friendly place. They really do make you feel like a VIP.
Come have some fun. Let us make you a VIP with our fast and friendly service. It's the Cash Magic difference. Video poker at its best. Come feel the magic today at one of our 7 Cash Magic casinos in Southeast Louisiana. Louisiana's favorite place to play video poker, Cash Magic.
You'll always be a VIP, Cash Magic.
Must be 21 or older. Valid ID required. Gambling problem? 877-770-STOP.
It's a brand new year at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal on Ram at Ram Truck Month. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap on Royal Street has become a New Orleans favorite with its delicious southern coastal cuisine and its over 50 craft beers on tap. And now, when you travel to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, you can visit their new location inside the Boomtown Casino in Biloxi.
This is Deuce McAllister from Boomtown Casino Biloxi. Looking for a fun and inviting dining atmosphere to watch your favorite games? Stop by my newest addition to Boomtown Casino Biloxi, Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap.
Lauren here for Vision. We built a new house when our daughter arrived, and we made sure to include Home IQ in our plans. Being a mom is great, and I feel safe knowing that Vision has us covered with home security. The high-tech perks are great, too. Automated door locks, cameras, 24/7 surveillance, garage door control, thermostats, all accessible from my mobile phone. You don't need a new house to get the security you need for your family. Just call us. Watch and control your house with Home IQ. Smarter security from Vision. Louisiana license F1256.
Homa Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Homa Credit have up to 30 years experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Schofield will have the ability to run the baseline here with 0.6 seconds. Cavell Bigby-Williams, they'll put him defending on the ball. He'll throw down the court. Williams picks it up, tosses, no good. Tigers win! Tigers win! They upset the number 5 Tennessee Volunteers. And here comes Rick Barnes. He looks like he wants a piece of Anthony Jordan. Orlando Poole going to wipe him away, move him out of the way as the Tigers celebrate inside the Maravich Center. 22-5. They now move to 12-2 in conference play for the Volunteers. It's 24-3. They also 12-2 in SEC action. The race continues for the SEC crown here in 2019.
Sharif, oh, you pumped up there. Voice of the Tigers,
let's
Chris
go.
Will talk to him tomorrow as he previews Texas A&M.
That's right.
Did you hear the environment? Did you hear the backdrop?
It's awesome.
That's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to Madeline Adams, WAFB. At the Mad Adams is the way to follow you over on Twitter, and apparently Sharif knows you as well. How you doing, Madeline?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What was that environment like at the PMAC? I mean, we played the Javonte Smart interview with ESPN after the game. You can hear it there in the background with Chris Blair. But he had a yell, and it's very rare you get to hear the PMAC you know, doing the letters of Tigers there the way it did. It sounded and seemed like it was a pretty cool environment.
Oh, it was insane. I have to tell you, that soundbite gave me chills, just, you know, hearing the end of the game and then hearing, like you said, the fans chant in the background. It was honestly the best home LSU basketball game atmosphere that I've ever been a part of. And wow. I mean, it felt like the PMAC was shaking at one point, and I've only felt that in Tiger Stadium. So the fans did a great job of creating the Death Dome. And, you know, it was so cool to see if Tennessee was facing the student section for free throws. They missed several of them. And so that just got the fans even more pumped up. You know, they showed the LSU football players out there supporting, and it just felt like the entire LSU community was there for this team. And, you know, I watch Duke, and I watch all those other traditional powerhouses on TV, and you see their atmosphere, and I really thought LSU fans came to that game with the notion that they are basketball school now. And, you know, fans wanted to show the team the support they deserve, and an insane atmosphere was created. It was incredible to be a part of.
Well, Madeline, before the game, you had fans lined up all morning, all night, drinking, of course, before the game. You do that at LSU. I mean, you still have a lot of friends that are, of course, fans of the team that are in the student section. At what point in time did these fans really start buying in to the basketball program and said, hey, yeah, we're going to start going to these games, and we're going to make this a basketball school again? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was honestly after the Kentucky game. I think, you know, fans watched that on TV, the team going into Rupp Arena and seeing the team, you know, take down Kentucky. Like, they deserve to be there, and that, you know, they deserve to be the basketball school that they are. And so I feel like fans really bought into that and wanted to create that kind of atmosphere that Rupp Arena has at the PMAC. And so I think the Kentucky game was huge. And, I mean, now that they're getting consistent with these big wins, you know, I'm seeing all over Twitter how we're a basketball school now, and it's really cool to see. I honestly enjoy it.
That's what I was going to ask you. It was interesting. I saw Jacques Doucet from WAFB tweet earlier this morning, the attendance, right? With Ben Simmons in his one season, slightly more than what they've averaged this year so far. Can you compare and contrast both? Because I almost felt like with that year, you had more national eyes, obviously, because
right.
Ben Simmons was there. But I never felt like there was a connect. If anything, that was one of the things that I wouldn't complain about. I would say that was odd, was you have a player that could be going number one overall in the draft, but I felt like there wasn't a connection with the fan base in that LSU basketball team. Obviously, the fact they didn't play in postseason had something to do with that. But, Madeline, you get what I'm getting at? You never felt like there was a connection
right.
with Ben Simmons. There was a connection with that team. Whereas with this
right.
one, I do feel there is.
Yeah. No, and I mean, I'm not too concerned about that stat. I mean, obviously we realized Ben Simmons was a household name, right? You fans absolutely knew that he was a one and done, and people only had 1 year to see Ben Simmons in an LSU jersey. As far as this year, I mean, I think the players have really done a good job of, you know, making the fans feel like, hey, we're playing for you. And we're really playing for the state of Louisiana and the LSU fans as a whole. And so, you know, I think LSU has two more home games to really get that attendance number up. You know, and I noticed that Texas A&M is the next game, and LSU fans really do not like Texas A&M after football season. But so I think the attendance numbers will definitely be up for the next home game as well. But, yeah, I mean, I feel like, you know, with the Ben Simmons year, the team as a whole wasn't as good as it is this year. And I think the difference is that the players this year, and I mean, even Coach Wade, make it very known that they're playing for the state. They're playing for the fans. And I think that really attracts fans, and hopefully it will continue to do that even more to get the attendance numbers up.
And I also think, Madeline, that a lot of it has to do with your recruiting players from your own backyard. You know, Skyler
yeah.
and Javonte, those guys, you know, the fans see them, hey, they go to school with us. They're from here. I'm sure that's what
right.
really makes them buy in even more.
Absolutely. And, I mean, I think, you know, everyone loves Tremont Waters. Everyone loves Naz Reid. But it was really cool to see in the Tennessee game Skylar Mays and Javonte Smart take over. Baton Rouge product. You know, they
right.
have a lot of support from the area. I think it was so cool to see them step up and really take on, you know, the state of Louisiana and get a, you know, a big win against Tennessee. So I think fans really like to see that, you know, local product really showing out for big games, you know, on a national stage like this.
Madeline, I guess, you know, one of the things that you've seen here as well, and I was talking about that connection that you sort of had. I think Will Wade is a key aspect and point into that, right? I mean, it's interesting when you think of the personalities that you have right now, at least in the men's sports right now, right? Mm-hmm. Sharif and Madeline. I mean, you have Coach O. I mean, it's his personality. Paul Maneri still has some personality there as well. And then Will Wade in there. If you had to rank 1, 2, and 3, who has the most personality of those three, how would you rank those three?
Oh, man. I think they're all different, for sure, and unique in their own ways. I think Coach O especially appeals to the Louisiana fan base because he's from Louisiana. You know, he's got the accent that kind of makes everywhere else besides Louisiana go crazy about him. But, you know, I think, based on personality, I really still have to rank Coach O number one, Will Wade number two because he's throwing off his ties if he's getting upset during the game, and then Paul Maneri's a different kind of personality. He's more of a quiet, but he's still gonna you know attract the LSU fan base just because of you know the crazy sound bites that he gives. So that's how I would have to rank them. But they're totally all unique in their own way, and definitely loved dearly by LSU fans for sure.
You want my rank, Gus?
Sure.
I think it's Joe Mark. I'll go well because I know him on a personal level really well. It's Paul Maneri. Goes number one because he answers every single question. Very long-winded. Eventually, he'll give you the answer you want in a minute and a half, like the last 30 seconds. But he's funny. And he gives you a real answer. Real answer. Second, I would go Will Wade because he's that young guy. Gives you the fiery answer. He's also like he doesn't beat around the bush. He'll give you exactly what's on his mind.
True,
and then third, Coach O. Sound bites, like TV-wise, they're short.
Right.
He wants a little bit more. But,
yeah.
Dude, all three of them are good. All three good. I got no complaints. I mean, they're all doing well.
Winning always helps, obviously, in personality there as well. Madeline, thanks for joining us and give us a little take of what it was like to be in there. Again, you could hear it. It came across the TV, obviously, as well, and radio when you hear it. But to actually be there, I mean, and for you to say that it's been, I guess, the loudest and really the best atmosphere that you've been, kind of goes to talk about it. Because all these games are going to get bigger and bigger now, especially if they have a chance to win the SEC regular season title.
Exactly. And like Will Wade said, you know, he wants to be more consistent with these big wins. And when the lights are shining and the popcorn is popping, that's one of his quotes. You know, his team shows up, and I think that'll just continue to kind of build the platform for LSU basketball to really be a national powerhouse in the future. So I'm expecting many more big games like this in the future, Gus.
At the Matt Adams, the way to follow you over on Twitter, Madeline Adams. Works over at WAFB, and unfortunately no Sharif as well.
So. We're going to get Madeline a big-time job. She's that good. Get this girl a job. She's awesome at her job.
Awesome. Thank you, Madeline. Appreciate you for joining us.
Bye, Madeline.
Thank you guys so much.
Yep, for sure.
She's good. She's good. She's done a great job.
But it's interesting you hear her say that. Again, she's an LSU grad, so that's why she said she had the goosebumps in there and hear it. Because you just – look, I remember, obviously, right, Chris Jackson and Shaq. But I remember Dad taking me to the Dome, you know, when they would have, like, the yearly big game against Georgetown or North Carolina, Ricky Blanton. And, you know, I remember those games. And – it's like anything else. We always talk about it when it comes to the Pels or even with this. When you win, people, you know, I mean, there's the following. That's anywhere, though. But it is. Like I said, that's why if you're Will Wade right now, you're going, really? Can we not get to the week, you know, I mean, before the presser talking about tomorrow? It's, how about that subpoena there? It puts a damper on the win on Saturday. It does. Because Glenn Gilbo, like you said, the fact is a federal investigation, and you may have to testify. I mean, you're being subpoenaed, so they want to talk to you.
I just hate it, man. Wait till the season's over.
Well,
let these teams.
The trial is till the season is over. So you're saying the subpoena could have come out a little later than that?
Sure. Wait till the season's almost over. Why does it have to come out now?
Yeah.
Tennessee did it.
800-998-1003. Is it Tennessee or another team in that state? Close to
it. Sucky.
Yeah. Sports Hangover continues next. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
We're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. What's more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's healthcare.
Thibodaux Regional, once again recognized by HealthGrades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodaux.com.
Want to hit it farther, straighter? Lower your scores. Get fit for the new equipment from Callaway. TaylorMade, Mizuno, Titleist, and Ping. Start Tech Fit Club Fitting for only $125. Plus, in February, any club purchase from Golf Tech comes with a free 60-minute performance analysis to ensure your new clubs and swing are dialed in. Your local Golf Tech is in Metairie on 17th Street behind Lakeside Mall. And visit golftec.com.
Swing better. Play better. Golf Tech.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Well, in business, yes. In basketball, never.
Well, if you're traveling for work, La Quinta by Wyndham has what you need to win on the road.
I mean, you get a spacious work area right in your room, plus charging areas for at least five devices.
And do not forget their hearty, bright side breakfast with waffles, eggs, and meat.
Oh, that's a triple threat.
It's like having home court advantage even when you're away.
Step up your road game and win at business with La Quinta.
Get the best rate guaranteed when you book at LQ.com.
Swish.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacids stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag, or your desk, or your car, or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back.
I saw you laughing about something.
Paul on Twitter says, it's got a little gif. It's Will Wade from the Chappelle Show. When he's in court, and he says, I plead the fifth, F-I-F, and he's holding a sheet of paper that says, I plead the fifth.
Nice.
There we go. Also, Cody on Twitter says, does this worry you? He says, nope, the FBI needs Wade. So maybe this being subpoenaed to not hurt him in the same sense. West Bank Hudat says, basketball court, federal court, Will wins it all. Hashtag in Wade we trust. I think you ride. I think you ride until you hear something really bad on the you have to if you're Joe Oliva. You have to. I mean, Madeline just said the place shook. Right? There's interest in your program. Got a shot to go into March Madness, and let's see what kind of run you can have.
Why not?
Support coach. We'll see what the investigation, is out there. I have faith in Will or something. I don't know. I mean, I know he's come out and said something like that around October again, Joe Oliva, but you can't preemptively. I saw somebody go, is it time to part ways? No, you're riding until you hear, hey, meet me at the subway parking lot in 5 minutes and I'll bring $15,000 cash and hand it to you. I mean, what I'm saying? Like, I need to hear something really, really substantial.
I agree. Until he does it under oath.
Yeah.
And something incriminating is said, then there's nothing to be said right now, right?
Do you plead the fifth?
The fifth?
The fifth. That's how it goes. The combine coming up over the weekend.
Here are your chips, by the way.
You know what? You made me feel guilty about the salt and vinegar chips, so now I'm not going
to
eat them.
Good. All right, back to the combine.
They're not that bad.
It's a great transition because that's the stuff you don't eat going into a combine. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
What am I looking at specifically?
Nothing. You don't exactly. Need to look at the back of chips bags. They're not good for you, dude.
43.
It's okay.
Let me have my
chips.
Don't
make any excuses. Go ahead.
All right, so when it comes to the combine, obviously, look, you get to interview a lot of these different players. And I saw some people say, what does it matter? Saints don't really have a lot of high picks. You have the lower picks, but that's the thing. You you have to take advantage of whatever picks you do have. Plus, the Saints are not probably just going to sit there and wait. Not saying that it doesn't happen, but they're going to go through scenarios as to how they can get back in to the first round, get that third round pick back, do all these different situations and things. Sharif, I kind of asked you at the top of the hour to go ahead and tease, how does this team go ahead and do it? And you said,
trade a player that's under his final year of a contract.
Is there a player in your mind that would fit that requirement?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Andres Pete.
Andres Pete. That's interesting. Because during the trade deadline last year, I wondered, you know, if that's somebody. Because so let's start here. Is Andres Pete a player that you would give an extension to or you want to bring back? I mean, that's what we have to start there, right?
That's what they have to think about right now because this is the final year of his contract, mm-hmm. right? What if you...
I mean, he's been a good guard.
Yeah. Oh, there's nothing wrong.
He's been
wrong
a good left
him.
Guard. In other words, injury, you're saying you might be able to move back
injury
in.
Injury prone, but.
But do you think,
still good
you think somebody would give you a first round pick for?
Not just him. Maybe pair up the second round pick. If the Saints see somebody on the board late in the first round, middle of the first round, maybe they pair Pete, second round pick, to move up. Maybe to the beginning of the second round or maybe into the first round.
I might have asked you this last Monday, by the way, but what's the one position of the I do find it interesting. A lot of people keep throwing in safety. A lot of people keep throwing in safety as one of the top things. I think defensive tackle. I think defense and I think defensive tackle. Well, I honestly do think that is a, like, of the picks that I have, I don't know where it is, but I need a good defensive tackle.
You also have to take into account Max Unger is getting up there in age. You have to maybe find another guard. Maybe another left tackle if Pete gets hurt. I mean, Armstead gets hurt again. Mm-hmm. This offense is different now. Breeze isn't going out there throwing for 5,000 yards. They're trying to be more of a balanced offense. You want to make sure to keep him protected, but you have to make – so I still think they need help up front on the offensive line somewhere. Guys are getting a little bit older, and you want to make sure you have enough healthy bodies if guys keep falling out. And they saw some of that. They had issues with players getting hurt throughout the season along the offensive line. You want to be healthy there toward the end of the season where they kind of fell off and you saw the chemistry of the offense go away a little bit. So I would say interior offensive line, so you can't forget about that position. But I'm with you. With Sheldon Rankins hurt with the Achilles, you're going to need a defensive tackle.
The reports last week said either last week or they would start to talk this week, Mark Ingram and the team in their contract talks. I guess that's a good sign. And look, and I felt that way, right? I mean, I don't think it's ever a situation where both want to part and go separate ways. It's going to come down to money. How much money, how long a deal does Mark Ingram want, and how much money and how long a deal do the Saints want to give? Sharif, could you see – I see two scenarios here, right, where Mark gets more years at a less money, right,
mm-hmm.
with a good signing bonus, or – he comes back for one more year at a pretty decent amount.
I could see the 2 or 3 year contract. He's 29 years old.
Do you not see a single season return? Like year deal?
I think maybe a multiple, 2 or 3 year deal. He said it multiple times. He wants to be back, and I understand there's a business part of it, but at 29 years old,
what are
much
you comfortable giving him? Because his last deal was 4 years, 16 mil, so it's four.
Probably the same. Four or five. So 3 years, $15 million. He's played well. He's not diminished. He's got fresh legs after not playing the first four games last year. I can go the 3 year, $15 million.
I think the big brother aspect to Alvin Kamara.
That is
the leadership reason. Quality about it. Because sure, if you were in that locker room during the season, players, they said there was a substantial feel when he came back.
Yep.
That they shot
of energy.
Right.
Energy, leadership. Boom.
And I think there's something to be said about the fact that you could argue, right, that Alvin Kamara is one more dangerous weapon. And again, I am by no means criticizing, critiquing, calling out Michael Thomas. If there's one element I wish he had in the game was breakaway speed to get touchdowns, you know,
mm-hmm.
He catches everything. But he's not that receiver that I think he can make a catch for 4 or 5 yards.
And take it.
And smoke everybody.
I mean, we saw it once.
Right.
But that was on a deep
right,
pass against the Rams.
That's not him.
No.
That's not, and
he's
I'm,
a,
fi- look.
He's sure-hand receiver. That's what you get, a guy who catches
exactly,
a,
thank you. Right.
125
I
balls.
I am not by any means saying, but like you saw, that was the difference when they played the Steelers. You saw it, Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Right? That guy has speed and catches like Michael Thomas. So, I'm not saying Michael Thomas can't be the best receiver in the league and isn't. That's just that one small element that you wish you sort of had. Alvin Kamara has that ability. Kamara can take a distance every single time he touches it. My point to that is, I want to keep him happy. You know what I'm saying? I want to. And when Alvin Kamara last week tweeted, "Pay the man," in reference to a report about Mark Ingram talking in a talk, and he literally tweeted, "Pay the man." I might want to make him happy, especially if it's only going to cost me an extra mil a year.
And he also has to remember he needs to get paid. So they have to work out the money the right way,
right?
Because they have a lot of players that need to get paid,
right?
from those draft class that were good.
Yeah.
Sheldon's got to get paid.
It's going to be
Mike's got to get paid. Marshawn's got to get paid. There's a lot of players out there that are going to get paid big time bucks from the Saints, but it works better with those two guys, right? But here's the thing, mm-hmm. and I'll tell you why, because remember he played the first four games last season without really much help, without Ingram out there, and you could see it in his face after the Falcons game in Atlanta. He just looked exhausted.
Yeah,
and it
wore on him.
It was completely different when Mark was back. You could just tell he just, boom, more energy, and I think he wants him back. I think he's coming back because they need those two. Those two work well off of each other, and I just think that offense, you don't want to mess with it. You don't want to mess with your running game and that 1-2 punch. What you want to do is add another receiver to make it even more dangerous.
And again, whether it was an injury, whether it was the end of the season taking a toll, Drew Brees just statistically wasn't the same.
It's factual.
I mean, his passing game wasn't the same. Obviously, the O-line had a lot to do with that, not being healthy. But you could just see it. It looked different. So you need that run game. I mean, it's what lacked, I thought, towards the end of the season. You know, and again, and they still were on the doorstep of a Super Bowl. So
tight end, second receiver is going to help out the running game
even
more.
And that second receiver could come from the growth of Tre'Quan Smith. It could come from Cam Meredith, who Brian Ola East has a theory. He's tweeting and putting on Instagram. He's in Germany, the same town and area where Kobe, and then went for blood treatment and stuff. He thinks that there might be something to that. But let's say him. I mean, look, Ted Ginn, if he can come back and play a full season, and you never know what else you can get. Look, I still think Trayvon Dorrell could have helped this team, but mm-hmm. He can't get out of training camp. He keeps getting season-ending injuries on that. Keith Kirkwood, you know, stepped up and showed something. So that's why I hear a lot of people say, we need a number two receiver. This team had it. It just didn't materialize, or for whatever reason. And Tre'Quan Smith can be that guy, you know. So I don't think you need to go waste a draft pick on that just yet.
He showed flashes, but now you have to show consistency
in
year number two. And
exactly
the good thing about playing those young guys,
they do have time now.
As they had a lot of good snaps and reps under their belt in very meaningful games, one game away from the Super Bowl. So now, next year, maybe Keith Kirkwood is even more developed.
Look, he made some big catches.
Tre'Quan's even more developed, more polished. Maybe he becomes a deep threat like the Ted Ginn.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you a hypothetical, crazy question.
Okay.
I don't think the money would work, because then you're going to have to pay Michael Thomas if you could get AB 84.
It's funny you say that, because I asked that last week, if people would take a chance on him.
A draft, maybe your second round pick, and maybe you.
This is Mike Wells, NFL analyst on ESPN this morning. And this was his thoughts as to where a team should sort of go in terms of, signing AB or going for it.
Antonio Brown has shown his true colors. Don't get me wrong. I agree with him as far as the whole, you can't let your quarterback, when you got your GM saying that your quarterback has 52 kids under him, I'd be mad about that too, because I'm a grown man. You're not calling me a kid. But how Antonio Brown acted this season is a flat-out embarrassment. I'm not touching him unless I can get him for maybe a seventh-round pick. Beyond that, see ya. You're not coming in my locker room.
The compensation is not the problem. It's the money that comes with it.
And what did Antonio Brown say in his Instagram video last week? If you have guaranteed money, call me.
Maybe they don't want to disrupt
Do you take that chance? Because I'll tell you what, Michael Thomas and Antonio Brown on either end.
Good luck.
There's no stopping that. Now, do you go all in and say, hey, come for 1 year? I'll give you a bunch of guaranteed money. Play for 1 year.
Still has time on his contract.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You're going to have to. Now, look, what the reports last week were a third-round pick. The Steelers would want that third. I mean, I'd give up my third for Antonio Brown if you can make the money work.
You have to find one. They don't have a third-round pick.
That's true.
Second-round pick?
It's tempting, isn't it?
What's crazier situation, that or the AD?
What, Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
I would say that because that team has talent. Between him and Le'Veon Bell and them, they can't get along.
Oh, we already know the Pelicans don't have talent. Anthony Davis pretty
much
said
it. It's Drew and the Legacies.
Yeah.
By the way. Sports Hangover continues next in hour 2, 800-998-1003. How many players get invited to the combine? Do you even know? Think about it. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Excuse me, I know you have a 9 o'clock, so I'll keep this short. I'm the business suit in the back of your closet. You wore me nearly every day before your office went, quote, casual. I used to be the CEO of your closet. Now I'm just that one intern no one ever talks to. I always thought you'd circle back with me, get granular, keep me in the pipeline. But nada, nothing. Don't you remember the McKittrick presentation? You spilled coffee on me, and I still looked amazing during the breakout talkback Q&A. So, I think it's time for me to move on. I've got a great resume, and I absolutely crush it in interviews, okay? Let's make this a clean break. Shift the paradigm. The only thing I ask is that you think outside the box here and do this. Take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
On The Sporting Life, Jeremy speaks with some of his favorite guests.
The film was pretty good, but it didn't rise up to the best docs. It didn't make me cry. It took the short route on a lot of the production.
Whenever boxing has an opportunity to shoot itself in the foot in terms of regaining its resonance with your average sports fan, it invariably shoots itself in the foot. And this is a real opportunity.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
LSU Tigers sweeping over the weekend on the diamond. Sharif Eyeshack, I'm sure you're happy about that.
Yeah.
Zach Hess did well enough for you on Friday. I mean, going into that game, I mean, you know, if he didn't throw a no-hitter, it's time to send him to the bullpen.
I never said he had to throw a no-hitter.
I didn't say you. It's a lot of other people said it.
I was critical. I'm not going to lie. I just said
he had one start.
More consistency.
Okay, well,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, can't be consistent if you don't have more starts.
Well, I mean, this feeds back from last year.
All right.
It'll probably be better. Let's see this weekend at Texas.
Tulane losing the series to Ole Miss, but out-hitting Ole Miss as well. I think if you watched any of those series or any of those games in there, I think there's reason to be very optimistic about Tulane's chances to maybe make a regional this year. Am I speaking too quickly?
No.
Because Ole Miss.
They competed.
Yeah.
They were competitive games. Could we get Graf's call from Saturday, by the way? It was awesome.
You want it?
Oh, it was awesome.
Okay, I'll try to find it.
When he dropped the Choppa style, that he should have dropped
the mic. He did do a Choppa
style. I ran Nats Up on Saturday. Of Graf, he texted me. That was awesome. Thank you.
Nats Up means natural sound.
Natural sound.
For all those folks out there.
Yep. You can find it?
Just making sure. I'll find it.
Graphs of
I wasn't ready.
He's going to eventually call us.
I wasn't ready. Oh, I'm sure. I'll find it here in a quick sec. So I think the other thing, too, to kind of look at is Nichols, you know, sweeping. And they play tomorrow, Tulane and Nichols. So that'll be an interesting. We'll get Graf and we'll get Brian Johnson on tomorrow to preview because that'll be a nice early season test. It's at Nichols. And then UNO and Blake Dean. Mm-hmm. You like Blake?
Yeah, I went to the game yesterday, watched it. Walk-off win, wild pitch in the bottom of the ninth. They're 5-1. Went 3-0 this weekend. Chicago State, Rutgers, and then they beat Butler.
Let me ask you, when it comes to what Blake Dean, what's the biggest challenge you think for UNO?
Getting players to come to school there and keeping them there because he lost a lot of talent off of last year's team.
Mm-hmm.
But as he told me after the game yesterday, these guys know how to fight. That's what Blake does well. He gets his players to buy in and fight. See, that's a good thing about having young coaches because you're close to, not saying close to their age, but, you know, like right. Maybe the 10, 12-year gap. And he played baseball so he can relate to them in this era. So Those guys, they listen and they fight for him. And that's usually a good thing.
Tell you, it's always good when your call gets retweeted by NCAA Baseball, the verified account. As in, at NCAA CWS.
Graf's head's just going to explode.
Oh, yeah. They tweet the emotion, period. The call, period. The swing, period. This is at Green Wave Baseball. There it is.
Drive to deep right. Stay fair. Stay fair. It is. It's gone. It's gone. It's a home run. It's a home run. Esken Dee shall receive. Chop a style.
Oh, Brad Goodley, stop.
I listened to that live. I mean, and he literally seconds earlier called it. He said, get it up in the wind, drive it down the field, down the line and right, and let's go home. He literally said that the very next pitch was the home run.
I texted him after the Ole Miss home run.
Uh-huh.
He plays dramatics. He does dramatics really well. I love when another team hits a home run. His voice just immediately drops.
It drops.
And here's the 2-1 pitch, Thomas Dillard, and it is now a 12-11 Ole Miss lead. He just completely like
no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Ole Miss leads 12-11.
But it is.
Yeah.
All right. You wanted to know obviously what's coming up on Friday. Do you like how they cover the combine now? Like the NFL Network follows it all. I'll say this: I do enjoy this aspect of it. There's 337 people that get invited.
It's a lot of players.
Okay. 14 from Louisiana are going. Should be 15. Sure. If you and I talked about it at the top of, during the break just now, I'm going to retweet. Luke Johnson did the work for NOLA.com and, of course, the Times-Picayune on the local players that are going. There should be a 15th. Jalen Ferguson is a Louisiana Tech pass rusher. So he's not being allowed to participate in the drills, but will be in attendance to conduct the interview. So you can go do the old medical. Get yourself in some little shorts. Let us check you out. Make sure nothing's broken and messed up with you so we can determine whether or not you get drafted high. You can do the interview so we can ask you about a simple battery charge that happened to him as a freshman. Now, you said it was some incident like he punched somebody at McDonald's or something.
I think that's what I read.
Okay.
Come on, that was so long ago.
Again.
Let the kids
that's what I'm getting at. I'm like, wait a minute.
But it's also the NFL. Shocker, right?
But
how many bad things happen and players can still play?
It does give me a bad taste, though. Hey, you can come do the interviews.
So we can question you about
right,
it, but you cannot
see if you're a bad kid or not. Well, yes. I mean, because you have to go. I mean,
yeah.
You're Ferguson. You have to go. You're 6'5", 223. I mean, you have to go. But
I don't know. Just, whatever, man. So NFL. It is so NFL.
It is just, like I said, it's just something very odd to me that this happened as a freshman, and then now you can't participate in the drills.
He made a mistake. Move on. He grew up from it. Let him participate in the drills. But you're going to drill him about it during the questions, but he can't participate in the drills?
Yeah.
I just find it. He was a freshman. Kids make mistakes in college, man.
Like I said, I
Let him participate in the drills.
I find that, you know.
What?
Complete crock of you-know-what.
Oh, I mean, yeah, of course.
I mean, I just, it absolutely does. So anyway, this is the schedule behind it, in case you want to check it out, because all the on-the-field workouts are live on the NFL Network. I kind of dig it, because you'll have an analyst kind of going over what you're seeing and where he fits, what kind of player he is and stuff. Now, that used to be Mayock, and now he's with the Raiders, so I wonder who's going to be doing that. But I liked it. Last year, I just happened to be in a hotel room. I had a road game for Tulane, and I was just stuck on that Saturday. We had just had to wait. There was no game until later that night. So I literally watched the first time I have literally watched the drills. And I dug it. I mean, they use the aerial cam. There's on-the-field cam, and you can do that. And I know the Saints were looking at a tight end, so I watched the tight end portion. And, yeah, you learn everything about that guy. You can see in the drills who stand out, who doesn't. Hands, speed, just athleticism, things of that nature, right? So I enjoyed it. I mean, I actually honestly did. And Mayock's just sitting there, and he's just giving you one thing after another about each guy. It's really incredible. Friday, running back, O-line, special teams, place kicker. Saturday, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end. Sunday, defensive line, linebacker. And Monday, defensive back. So Friday, running back, O-line, special teams, place kicker. Anybody you want to keep an eye on there? Tracy?
Cole Tracy.
Okay. Yeah. Saturday, quarterback, wide receiver, tight end. Are you going to pay attention to any of these quarterbacks in case the Saints maybe, obviously may not be an early pick, but do you look at any of these quarterbacks?
I got to know which ones are there. I mean, that are realistic.
Right.
I don't
know. That's
I need
what I'm saying.
Yeah,
maybe I might look at it, you know, for yeah. that. Tight end.
Maybe Foster Moreau. Do they take a late round pick on him?
Defensive line linebacker. I'm absolutely looking at Sunday for a second. At least the highlights, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to watch Devin White.
Yeah. And then defensive back on Monday.
Greedy Williams. I'm just keeping it local. If possible.
Okay.
I guess.
Sharif already has his sports cast playing for the rest of the week based on that.
Unfortunate part is it's during Mardi Gras weekend, so how much of it am I going to really watch?
Exactly right. 800-998-1003. Let's go back and hear from Drew Holiday, a little Alvin Gentry and LeBron following the loss on Saturday. What'd you think of the game on Saturday? I want to ask you when we lead off hour number three. So Sports Hangover at Gus Kattengill, Sharif Eishak. It's ESPN New Orleans. I can listen.